Welcome to the Grace for This City podcast. We're helping you turn your city upside down. Hey, I'm your host, Justin Goff. Stay tuned. We got a great show for you today. All right. Hey, thank you for tuning in to the podcast. This is the Grace for This City podcast. I'm your host, Justin. Thank you so much for tuning in today. We've got a great episode for you. Hey, what are we doing? We are helping you turn your city upside down. How are we doing that? We're giving you biblical strategy and motivation so you can get out there and get some stuff done for your King. King Jesus, that is. What is it? It's January the 14th. January the 14th, 2021. It's a brand new year, but it's an interesting year. There's a lot of things going on. And hopefully you're listening to this in real time, but should you be going back in the archives, well, then you know what's going on. Crazy stuff is going on. Not just in the United States, but all over the world. And let me tell you what it is. Let me tell you what it is. What it is, okay? For we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against, you know, principalities, powers, mights, dominions, rulers of darkness. There's a demonic force behind the scenes. It's unseen, but just because it's unseen doesn't mean it's not real. And it's big-time warfare right now. And in particularly, what we're seeing is the strategy of Antichrist. It is the strategy of Antichrist. I mean, have you seen the cancel culture going on? Come on, anti. It's oppositional. Antichrist is oppositional. And in particularly, it's everything oppositional to Christ or the anointing, okay? The body of the anointing, the body of Christ Jesus, the body of the anointing. Christ, it is referring to the Messiah, but it's the anointed one. Christ, the anointed one, and we're in that body. You and I are anointed. And the spirit of Antichrist, the strategy of Antichrist is oppositional. Now, it's kind of twofold. It is oppositional, but it's also substitutional. You know, and if you can't just outright oppose a thing or refute a thing or refuse a thing, then guess what he's going to try and do? Offer you a substitute. And we're seeing that too. But 1 John, let's go here. We've talked about this a lot last year, but you know what? Let's remind ourselves again for this year, January 2021. And what's he say here? He says in 1 John chapter 2, do not love the world or the things in the world. Don't love the world and don't love the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Boy, that's strong language, friend. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, it's not of the Father, but it's of the world. And the world is passing away, and the lust of it. But he who does the will of God abides forever. You know, that's very interesting. Look at verse 18. Little children, come on. It is the last hour. It is the last hour. And as you have heard, the Antichrist, capital A, Antichrist, is coming. He's not come yet, but he is coming. Listen, he is coming. Not a big deal, okay? It's not a big deal. Well, it's going to be a big deal for the people that don't know Jesus Christ. But listen, if you're born again, there's redemption, okay? If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and friend, listen to me right now. If you haven't accepted Jesus Christ, you need to today. Now, the Bible says, don't worry about tomorrow because it's sufficient for its own worries. But I'm telling you, today is the day of salvation. And if you don't know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you need to accept him right now. You just, you know, I can lead you in a prayer, but you just need to call out on the Lord right now. And if you're listening to me and what I'm saying is tugging at your heart, you know what to do. You need to humble yourself, friend. You need to acknowledge that you have sinned. You are destined for hell right now. And there's only one deliverer and his name is Jesus Christ. And you just need to say, come into my heart. I need you. I want you. I humble myself. I give you my life right now. I acknowledge you are the only way. You are the truth and you are the life. And I'll be dead forever without you. And I need that life. I accept you into my heart right now. I receive my new life in you. In the name of Jesus. Now take my life and do something significant with it. I commit to you to be my Savior, and I commit that you will be my Lord. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Listen, Antichrist. It's going to be a bad deal. But we're born again, and we have redemption. Hello? And we're not appointed to wrath. We're not appointed to the wrath. We're not appointed to the judgments. We're not appointed to have to be kicked around and beat up by the Antichrist himself. But listen, what's coming before the Antichrist? Well, the Bible says, even now, many, watch this, lowercase, New King James, lowercase Antichrists have come. These are the operatives, right? These are the players. These are the ones that go in ahead of time, and they're beginning to manipulate things, and that's what we're seeing now. Lots of manipulation. Lots of strategy, manipulation, things twisting, turning, getting in motion, whatnot. And he says, even now many Antichrists have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. Again, nothing to be afraid of, but we know it's the last hour. We know that we're at the end. Even though we're at the end, it's not over yet. We're just coming into that time frame where it's the happenings now. It's time now for the fullness of time. It's time now for the end of the age activities to begin going forward and being revealed. But that's what we're dealing with right now. A lot of antagonism, a lot of opposition. This is all just part and parcel with the spirit of Antichrist, trying to change times and seasons. But you know, it's not time yet. It's not exactly time yet for the Antichrist. So take hope, friend. Take hope. And no matter what happens after January 2021, take hope. Take peace. Take courage. We got things to do, and we'll continue to do them. Hallelujah. But in the light of all this, in light of all the happenings behind the scenes, we're seeing things on the scene begin to change and shift, and things trying to rush. And you know, we're going to clean up a lot of stuff, but you know, we see the ultimate trajectory, and that's okay. The Bible tells us certain things are going to happen. We begin to see the infrastructure begin to be in place in certain places. It's got to be there. It's fine. Nothing to worry about. But in particularly though, where the church and the body of Christ is concerned, we are still here on the earth. And we are still here on assignment, and we're still doing business until he comes. We're still occupying until he comes. We have things to do. Remember what Jesus said, I must finish his work. And that's exactly what we are going to do. We are going to finish the work of the Heavenly Father. And when the work is done, come on, when we reach the finish line, come on, that's when we can get out of here. Hallelujah. But not until then. Paul said we continue to press towards what? Towards the prize. What is that? It's the finish. We're going to finish, and we're going to finish strong. We're anointed to finish, friend. In the midst of all this, there is Antichrist operations, and it's very oppositional, and it's substitutional. And this is what I want to talk about. I want to drill down on one thought here. To beware of misinformation, you got to be on your guard against disinformation. Come on, you got to be watchful that you're not led astray. Come on, by deception. Deception would be, you know, to get your eyes to veer or shift or to turn your attention to something else, whether through, you know, direct opposition or through some substitution, you know, a false player saying, oh, hey, the Lord over here. This is what the Lord wants you to do. Well, I mean, you got to check that out. Is it what the Lord wants you to do, or are you being deceived into something? Listen, we really got to be watchful now. We've always needed to be watchful, but things are ramped up. Things are on a different level. There's a maturity of function now that has been previously unknown, and we just got to be watchful. We got to be wise. Remember what he said, be wise. Don't be fools, be wise. You got to be able to discern the time. Be wise. You need to know what the will of the Lord is, okay? Don't be foolish. Know what the will of the Lord is. Now, in that statement, in that Bible verse, in Ephesians, is the provision, okay, is the grace to know God's will. And if there's ever been a time to know that you know that you know, it's now because you can, okay? It's for you. It's not kept from you. It's for you. Hallelujah. In all this about being aware of misinformation, being watchful that you're not being deceived, well, it brings up the reality that you and I, we're going to have to really be led by the Spirit. Now we are in 1 John. Flip over there to verse 20. So in context here, he tells us, hey, listen, we're at the end of the age. That's okay. Nothing to fear. Nothing to freak out about. Don't get anxious. Be anxious for nothing, he said. But we're at the end of the age. And he tells us at the end of the age, there's going to be movings of Antichrist operations. Now, in order to navigate it, he gives us wisdom right here in verse 20. If we're going to navigate these end of days, which you and I are part of right now, then we're going to have something in particular. Look at this in verse 20. But you, now he's talking about the born again believer, but you have an unction. Now, I really like that word. That's an old word. We don't really use that word. That's like a King Jimmy word. But you have an unction. One translation says anointing. But you have an anointing. You have unction from who? The Holy One. Now, this is referring to Holy Spirit. But you have an unction from the Holy One. And what? You know all things. Now, what's he referring to here? When things are going to get crazy out there. Because remember, the natural realm is easily manipulated, okay? Satan is the god, lowercase g. He's the god of this what? Age. What is age? Natural. What is it? It's a period of time. It's a spiritual reality. It's a spiritual condition. Natural is a spiritual condition. And he's the god of this age. And the natural realm is easily manipulated. You can hear a thing and hear something distorted. Do you understand? Because there's not really the love of truth in this age. See, Satan is a liar. He doesn't love truth like you and I do. And so that manipulation, misinformation, disinformation, disbelief, unbelief, okay? This is all twistings, and he can manipulate things. But see, we've been born again, and with our born-again spirit, we have gift from Father, hallelujah, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost is our navigator. Holy Ghost is our guide. Remember what he said in John 16, I'll give you the Holy Ghost and he will what? Guide you. Holy Ghost is illumination. Okay. The entrance of his word, what? Giveth light. He's the one who is helping us hear, helping us see. Hallelujah. We are navigating in a dark place. Why? Because we have the light on the inside. Remember he said, walk as children of the light. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit is that light of life on the inside of us, illuminating things previously that were completely hidden, darkened, manipulated, twisted. But the light of the truth, come on, we can see a thing as it really is. We can hear a thing as it really is. We can navigate now appropriately because we have the guide, Holy Ghost. Now he says, you have an unction from him. You have an anointing from him. And particularly that unction and that anointing, what gives you revelation knowledge? What I just said, you'll be able to see a thing, hear a thing, understand a thing, know a thing. Even amidst the twistings, the turnings, the manipulations, Holy Ghost is the one that's going to give you the accurate information and perspective that you need to be able to navigate in that realm and in that world. Jesus is not going to take you out of here, friend. Doesn't matter what happens. We're going to have to endure hardship as a good soldier. We're going to have to endure until the end. Stay steadfast. We're not like those who cast away our confidence. No, we're in this and we're in it to finish. Hallelujah. And it's going to be absolutely glorious. Even in the reality that there may be some hardships, it's going to be amazing. Come on. It's going to be absolutely amazing. It's going to be the best thing we've ever experienced because we were born for this. We were born for this. And listen, friend, you don't even have any other options. You wouldn't want the options. Because anything less than what Jesus has for you is a spit in his face. If you don't receive what he has for you, then you're just buying the lie. The devil's saying that you're not going to be able to do it. That you can't do it. You won't do it. You won't make it. You won't succeed. That you're going to fail. Those are lies. That you can't handle it. That's a lie. That you're too afraid. That's a lie. That you're not bold enough. That's a lie. Listen, this is amazing. You were born for this. Hallelujah. Come on, say it. I was born for this. Come on. I was born for this. Oh, it's going to be absolutely amazing. You and I are going to be able to, you and I are going to. Yes, we're going to be able to, but we're going to. Okay, it's not just a be able. We are going to do this. We're not going to set it on the shelf. We're not going to, you know, look back and with regret. No, because we're going to get in this thing. We are going to experience Holy Ghost on a whole nother level. Revelation insight, working on the inside of us. Hallelujah. Discernment. What is discernment? It's eyes. What is discernment? It's ears. What is discernment? It's the activity of spiritual senses that gives you the knowledge of a thing, even though in the natural you may be looking at a thing, come on, and it looks a certain way, but spiritual eyes and ears see it for what it really is. You see the, maybe you see the demonic influence behind the scenes. Not everything. You know, there's not a demon around every tree. Surely there's plenty of demons around a lot of trees, but not everything is directly, you know, being propped up by a demon spirit. But we know generally that this is the fallen. It's fallen. Things are fallen, okay? Things are in a state of degradation because of the curse and sin that's run rampant on this earth. And there's a lot of demons. Man, there's a lot of demons. Thousands, tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands, maybe even millions, billions maybe of demons. No worries. But not everything is literally propped up by a demon. But surely many things are. But discernment is not just knowing where there's a demon. Come on, discernment is seeing the reality or the truth behind a thing that's twisted. Discernment is knowing what should be. Discernment is knowing Father's will, Father's heart towards this that's been twisted or manipulated in some way. You have eyes to see it as it should be seen. And either we give decree, we bind a thing, or we loose a thing, or we release the blessing. Come on. We remove the curse. Listen, discernment is heaven's will, Father's heart and will, the knowledge of that given to you, and then you're able to experience a thing, you're able to confront a thing, you're able to interact with a thing with that knowledge. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for that. This is the unction. This is the anointing. How are you going to navigate these days with the unction, with the anointing? Why? Because the natural realm is easily manipulated. And the Antichrist players are already out here. They've been out here since Bible times. Listen, now this is prophetically speaking forward as well, but don't you know that it was going on then? We're just now into the fullness of the times. Things are ramped up, if you will. Things have entered a state of maturity. They've grown up a little bit. There's an outworking that might be a little bit more, quote, mature than it used to be. But, oh, thank you, Father, for Holy Ghost. Oh, we thank you, Father, for Holy Ghost. All right, now, what is step one? Because if we're going to be aware, if we're going to be watchful of misinformation, disinformation, if we're going to be aware, be watchful, if we're going to navigate spirit of Antichrist, if we're going to navigate the natural realm being manipulated, things seeing and sounding differently than what they really are, facades, then we got to be led. So what's step one of being led? Hallelujah. The Lord ministered to me this last night, and I want to share it with you. Go to Philippians chapter 4. What is step one to being spirit-led? Listen, if you're going to turn your cities upside down, you're going to have to be spirit-led. Right here, Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Listen closely, friends. This is step one. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble. Let me back up there. Whatever things are true. Listen, step one to being led by the Holy Spirit is you're going to have to love truth. If you don't love truth, there's not much hope for you, because you will just gobble up every bit of fodder, every bit of mis and disinformation there is. You will gobble up hook, line, and sinker every strategy of deception that comes your way. If you don't love truth, you will buy the lie every time, because it's going to be packaged in a way that's going to tickle your ears. It's going to look good. It's going to sound good. It's going to taste good. And you're going to bite it. You're going to bite every worm that they dangle in front of you. Listen, if you don't love truth, you're not going to be led by Holy Ghost. You're going to have a hard time being led by Holy Ghost if you don't love truth. You say, well, I'm born again. Of course I love truth. There are plenty of people who are born again that have just simply relied on the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Remember what he said there in John? Don't love the things of the world. Listen, if you love the things of the world more than you love the truth, you're going to be feasting on the things of the world all the time. And they're going to repackage it, and they're going to razzle-dazzle it, and they're going to put sequins on it and glitter and coat it in sugar, and you're just going to dive in on it. Just, you've got to love truth, friend. You've got to change your mind on some stuff. You got to allow Holy Ghost to change your mind on some stuff. What is delusion? A lot of people are in delusion. You know, Ephesians talks about that. There was delusion in their hearts, or they are deluded. What is delusion? Let me give you a functioning definition of delusion. Delusion is the resistance with a confrontation with truth. Resistance, maybe we say it like this, it's the resistance to a confrontation with truth. A lot of people are delusional. Why? Because they resist truth. They don't want to be confronted with truth. Listen, if you're doing something right now that's part of a lie, part of a deception, truth wants to have a confrontation with you. But if you don't yield to that confrontation, truth can't set you free. You won't know the truth, and the truth won't set you free. You've got to desire the truth. So a lot of people are delusional. Listen, but not you, because you're going to love truth. We're talking about in Philippians 4, that the first step to being spirit-led is to love truth. If you don't love truth, Holy Ghost is going to have a hard time leading you. What's the next step here? Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, oh my goodness, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, good report, good report. Now listen, good reports don't always tickle your ears. You can have a hard conversation about something and still be filled with good. It can be a difficult conversation. But he said, whatever things are a good report, if there is any virtue, if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. Listen, step one, friend, of being spirit-led, meditate on these things right here. Meditate on these things. You got to get your mind on these things. Colossians said, let's turn over there, Colossians 3. If then you were raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. Remember 1 John 2, he said, you can't love the things of the world. Here he's saying, don't set your mind on these things. You got to start thinking. You got to discipline your mind. You got to readjust what you're meditating on. If you want to be spirit-led, now if you don't, then do whatever you want. But if you want to be spirit-led, I'm telling you how to get in there. Now listen, whatever happens in the future, whatever happens, doesn't matter who's president, doesn't matter what's going on in the nations, you still need to be spirit-led. You need to be spirit-led. You need to develop yourself. You need to discipline yourself and develop your spiritual senses to where you trust in them, to where you hear by the Spirit, you see by the Spirit, you have unction from Holy Ghost, and you are able to make decisions. You're able to navigate because of that leading. Remember what he said in Proverbs, lean not. Don't trust in, don't lean on your own insight and understanding, but in all your ways, acknowledge him. Listen, because then he's going to direct your steps. If you don't acknowledge him, if you're not developing yourself, if you don't have any confidence in Holy Ghost leading you, then you're going to lean on your own insight. But your own insight is based solely on what you're getting from the natural realm. I'm not saying it's all bad, but I'm saying is I wouldn't put my weight on it. The Bible says don't rely on it. Don't throw away your mind. Don't throw away your natural senses. But he's saying don't rely on it, but in all your ways acknowledge him. Why? Because that thing could be manipulated. And through your spiritual senses, you have knowledge and understanding from a totally different perspective. You're seated with him in the heavenlies. You can come above a thing rather than trying to navigate below a thing. He said you're above and not beneath. Take advantage of it, friend. Come on, you're born again. He paid a price so you can have that seat. Oh, thank you, Father. You got front row seats. Hallelujah. You're seated with him. You're fit with him in the heavenlies, right there at the right hand of the Father. It's absolutely amazing. Now let's take advantage of it. Come on. This is our time, friend. This is our time. Once again, doesn't matter what's going to happen. Doesn't matter who's president. Doesn't matter what goes on in the nations. You still need to be spirit-led. He said, don't be a fool. Know what the will of the Lord is. And then he said, redeem the time because the days are evil. You got to redeem time because the days are evil. The days are evil. But how are you going to navigate them? By being spirit-led. You're going to have knowledge on the inside. Out of your spirit, Holy Ghost is on the inside of you. You're fellowshipping with him. Out of that, fellowship with him. Fellowship with the Word. Fellowship with Jesus. Fellowship with the Father. Out of that comes unction. Comes an anointing. To do what? To be able to navigate. Eyes, ears, spiritual senses, giving you insight, information. Turn here, turn there, go left, go right, do this, do that. Don't do this, don't do that. Talk to them, move away from them. Come on, this is how we're going to navigate the days, the evil days that we're in. All right, so now I want to get to something here before I run out of time on the podcast. Go ahead and turn with me to 1 Chronicles. First Chronicles and Ephesians chapter 5. I think I've already kind of read this, but I want to show it to you in a different translation. So go to First Chronicles chapter 12, and then we'll also look at Ephesians chapter 5. Look at this, First Chronicles. Now, I'm going to read this from the New Living, and it says, from the tribe of Issachar. Listen, this is the crux that I want to talk about here. From the tribe of Issachar. Now, this is part of David's mighty men. There were 200 leaders of the tribe with their relatives. All these men, watch this, understood the signs of the times and knew the best course for Israel to take. These understood the times and knew the course. Who was these? Well, in the Old Testament days, it was Issachar. Okay, now there were 200. Now, I looked that word, or I looked those numbers up. What was the symbolic meaning? What is the biblical symbolic meaning of 200? And very interesting here. The symbolic meaning of 200 in the scriptures is insufficiency. Insufficiency, as in not enough, not sufficient, falling short. Now listen, while 200 is more than 10, 200 is more than 20, etc., there is an insufficient knowledge of an operation of kingdom advantage and strategy. There is a lack of knowing the times and understanding how to seize the synergy of events and situations. Listen, there was part of David's mighty men. There was a group of men that were anointed to know the times, to know the seasons. They were anointed to know what Israel should do. But 200 of them, it was insufficient. What is the Bible saying? I believe the Bible is saying that there is a lack of knowing the times and understanding. There is a lack of how to seize the synergy of events and situations. Listen, we need a revival of an awareness of the times. We need a revival, come on, of that working knowledge of what we should do. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 15. Look at this. See then that you walk circumspectly, the New King James says, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Why? Because the days are evil. The ESV says, look carefully then how you walk, not as unwise, but as wise, making the best use of time. Watch this in the Passion Translation. Be watchful how you live, not being like those with no understanding. Hallelujah. But live with true wisdom. Again, the Passion Translation says, be watchful how you live, not being like those with no understanding. What was known about Issachar? They had what? Understanding of the times. They understood the times and they knew the best course for Israel to take. Listen, friends, I believe that there is an opportunity for us to step up into this in a greater way. Listen, you're going to need this. Now, it was an anointing that was upon them in the Old Testament. But in the New Testament, based on the New Covenant, we are born again. Holy Ghost is on the inside of us. The anointing isn't just on us. Come on, we have an anointing from the inside. We have an unction from the inside. 1 John 2, verse 20 says we have an anointing. What is that anointing? It's knowledge. You know things. You understand things. Listen, I believe the Lord would encourage us to come on up in 2021 in this. And to receive this, this is our birthright. It's part of our inheritance that we would be able to walk in a high level of knowing and understanding. Why? Because things are getting crazy out there. We have an anointing from the Holy One and we know all things. Say this with me. Say, I am not a fool. I am wise. I walk with wisdom. I am a redeemer of time. Jeremiah 8:7 says this, even the stork in the heavens knows her appointed times, and the turtle dove, the swift, and the swallow observe the time of their coming. But he said, but my people do not know the ordinance of the Lord. Listen, don't be like them. Come on, we're born again. We have an anointing from the Holy One and we know all things. Say this again, I am not a fool. I am wise. I walk with wisdom. I am a redeemer of time. I know the opportune times. Hallelujah. Come on, say this. I know the course that I should take. I know the course my family should take. I know the course my business should take. Come on, I know the course my ministry should take. I know the course, come on, that me, my children, my spouse, come on, I have discernment, I have wisdom, I have understanding. It's working in me now. Say it, it's working in me now in the name of Jesus. Listen, there is significant opportunity right now to get in the game. Come on, the church is the only one on the face of the earth that has access to supernatural revelation and wisdom from the Heavenly Father. Demonic realm, they may have a wisdom. They may have plans and projections, but they deal in untruths. They deal in twistings and perversions. But the church, the born-again believer, come on, we have access to the heart and the mind of God by way of the Holy Ghost, who's searching all things out that belong to the Father. And he's been given to us as a gift to guide us and to tell us things to come. One translation says to tell us the future. Listen, this is the unction and that anointing that works in you and me. Listen, just got a couple minutes left on the podcast, friend. Hear what I'm saying and receive it by faith right now. Receive it working in you right now. There's agency in the Word of God. And what I'm giving you is the heart of the Father for you. You don't have to be afraid about the times of the days that are ahead of us. But listen, you're going to have to learn to be led by the Spirit. Doesn't matter who's president, you still need to be led. Come on, your blessing and your increase is in that place of obedience to the leading. Come on, your protection is in that place of your obedience to the leading. Come on, wisdom and understanding, answers to problems. Come on, it's all part of being in that place, being obedient to the leading of Holy Spirit. You don't have to worry about anything because he's not going to guide you into some place that's going to hurt, harm, or destroy you. He's going to lead you into life. I'm not saying that you won't have to endure things. I'm not saying that it's not going to be difficult. But what I'm saying is you can trust him that he's leading you into the perfect plan and will of the Heavenly Father for you. That's what he does. Hallelujah. So, Father, we just thank you for it. We thank you for it working in us right now. We thank you for the leading of the Holy Ghost. Father, we thank you for that unction. We thank you for that anointing. And we're not going to be deceived. We're not going to be led astray by misinformation. We're not going to be led astray by disinformation. Father, we're not going to be taken to a dead end because somebody tried to trick us or lie to us or deceive us in some way. Father, we thank you that Holy Ghost is helping us finish this race. And we're going to finish this race strong with intel and with information, accurate information from the heavenlies concerning what we should do and how we should do it. Friend, if you prayed that prayer, I'm in agreement with you. Started about 2 years ago, but the Lord began to speak to me and challenged me to just encourage people that there's an increase in the spirit of seeing and knowing available for you. Hallelujah. Friend, we're excited to see what God's going to do through you. Come on, if you want to share a testimony, we'd love to hear it. Send us an email, hello@gracecitychurch.tv. That's hello@gracecitychurch.tv. Or call us, 870-741-9099. If you have a prayer request, you'd like some agreement, somebody to grab hold with you in faith, it would be our honor to do that. Call us, leave a message, we'll get right back with you. Call us and tell us your testimony. We'd love to shout and celebrate with what God is doing in your life. All right, friend, hey, we'll see you in 2021. It's going to be a great year. Thank you for joining me on the podcast. This has been Grace for This City Podcast. Until next time, be blessed.